The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to Devil Advocates Radio Show. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Brian, who do we have on the line?
First up, we got CJ in Madison. Let me pull up here. CJ, you are on the air.
Yes. Thank you guys for taking my call. I don't always say it, but I do appreciate that you take dissenting views. I guess I don't quite understand the focus and the obsession with Donald Trump. Personally, even if he did run, it's 3 years away. And the suspicion about the vaccine, Kamala and President Biden started that suspicion by saying if the vaccine came from Trump's administration, they won't take it. So they helped the suspicion of the vaccines. And I guess I'm curious, you know, if you were to, as far as Build Back Better, if you were to buy a car and it took 10 years to pay for it, but you could only use it for 1 to 3 years, would you buy that car? And Joe Manchin says no, thank God. He knows how to run a checkbook, and this will break not only our children, but our grandchildren. This is craziness with inflation. So I'm so proud of him for standing up, because there's actually 51 senators that are voting against Build Back Better.
Right. Yeah, no, CJ, I like having you call in. You've called into Matt Flynn direct on occasion, too. I like that a lot. I like dissenting views, but I do want to correct the record here. You put in a lot of things, and I want to unpack them. First of all, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris didn't refuse to get vaccinated. Joe Biden got the first vaccination on public TV in December. I didn't get mine. You didn't get yours probably till January at the earliest. But early on, you could get it, and he got it right away. He didn't wait for 100 million people to get it, you know, to see what happened to him. So he did. Kamala Harris got vaccinated as well. Secondly, when it comes to Manchin, this business about, you know, thank God for him, you know, and the 51 people and all that kind of stuff. The truth of the matter is, he presented a written document to Biden last Tuesday. And it had everything in it except for the child tax credit. He didn't like the child tax credit. And he said things like that to colleagues, which I thought was very poor, saying that people who got it by drugs, that's not true. Every indication is that the vast majority of people that get it bought clothing, food, diapers, you know, rent, paid rent and all that kind of stuff, and quite necessary. So, you know, there's all of that. And, overall, as far as Trump, I do not have a fixation on Trump personally. He, you know, the guy is, if Trump were not in politics doing the stuff he's doing, he'd be an engaging guy to talk to. But here's the problem. He in Helsinki said that he didn't trust our CIA and FBI, but he said he trusted Putin. That's wrong. Putin's a murderer. Putin's a communist murderer.
Putin
and now is second career in organized crime. That's just wrong. The
May
second thing is, he ginned up the insurrection. He convinced a lot of very good people that there was something wrong with the vote, and they went up there.
I'm
you know, five people got
respond.
Killed. A woman got trampled to death. A cop almost got trampled. The cops were beaten. They were beaten. They were beaten up. They were beaten up. And a woman got shot. A police officer had a shooter. She was breaking in. And he said he was going to lead them there, and he did not lead them there. He went back to the White House, and he sat, you know, chortling at the television. And when people called up and said, stop it, even his own family, he said no. He said no. And people got hurt, and he didn't back him up. He should have backed him up if he was going to do something like that. So anyway, look, CJ, you and I are never going to convince each other, but I think it's very important to have dialogue. I welcome calls from Republicans. And yeah, I appreciate it very much. Thanks for calling. Brian, do we have anybody else or not?
Yeah, we got Gene from Eau Claire calling in.
Okay, Gene from Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Two comments. First, I have to comment to CJ. Hey, we're suffering in our state. We're going through spending taxpayer dollars, lots of money, on investigation in our elections due to a plane ride with Trump by boss. So, you know, we got a lot to complain about in our state about Trump and his tribe. So we're upset about it. We care about our state. We care about our taxes. And we care about people who lie that they get what's coming to them. And hopefully Trump will be imprisoned for all the damage he's caused. Anyway, I wanted to bring something up. You know, they said, you know how you said that Trump said he got a vaccine. Well, it's very interesting because before he said he got that vaccine, the House Oversight Committee is doing a report on Trump administration's response to COVID, and it's not very pretty. And I recommend everybody take a look at it, how he kept people from telling the public what the heck was going on and how bad this pandemic was. So you might want to check that out, sir, because, you know, I think maybe you're not getting very good information. Thanks,
yeah,
guys.
No, that's very good. And don't get me wrong, on Trump, what I'm saying is what I would have done if I were he attacked Dr. Fauci all the time. Dr. Fauci has death threats. He's attacked vaccines. He's attacked masks. He attacks testing. That's what the House is getting at. They're not attacking the fact that there was Operation Warp Speed and that he put money into it and that he gave them a guarantee purchase agreement. That's not what they're attacking. They're attacking of the execution. He did that, and then he turned around and he revved up his base not to get vaccinated, not to mask, not to get tested, and then attacks the scientists that did it. The guy, I don't know what's wrong with this guy. I mean, you know, you'd have to be a psychiatrist to tell you what's wrong with the guy. But Gene, you're right on the money. I always appreciate your calls. Thank you very much. Absolutely right on the money. And to CJ, I just want to go back with one thing. And this is alluded to by Gene of Eau Claire. You know, you talk about somebody who's prudent with tax dollars. The hiring of Gableman for $676,000, which is now going up, and his tribe of conspirators to go around and basically cast doubt on our elections. That's tax money. But Trump and everybody, they make money off it. They're grifters. What they end up doing is they say, send me money so we can stop the steal. Send me money so we can stop the steal. And now with why isn't Gableman being paid out of the money they raised? He's being paid out of my tax dollars and your tax dollars. And that's wrong. Remember Walker, $4.5 billion to Foxconn. It was a scam. And he turned down $1 billion in Medicaid money and $1 billion in train money, and then try to make up for it with state tax money and some of that. The Republicans can't be trusted with money. They're no good with money. They do whatever they can to funnel it to their donors. Whatever they can to funnel it to their donors. Foxconn, trains, Medicaid, Gableman, it's all bad. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
No, I don't take responsibility at all.
It is absolutely 150% your fault.
I don't see any reason why.